The Man of La Mancha has been one of the most popular musicals in America since it first hit the Broadway stage in 1965. Its story is based on Don Quixote and uses the concept of a play within a play. And you probably know the show's most famous song.
Oh, dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe.
A new production of Man of La Mancha by Arizona Theater Company at the Herberger Theater Center in Phoenix continues through January 28th. It places the poet and tax collector Cervantes among a group of prisoners. This production has moved the action to the 1960s during the Franco regime in Spain. And unlike decades of other productions, this one makes flamenco dancing a centerpiece. And many of the actors also play multiple musical instruments, from guitar to violin. And two of the performers are with me to talk about the show. Ana Marcu plays several instruments and is in the role of Antonia. Amelia Moore is a flamenco dancer and an important part of one of the show's most dramatic scenes, when the lead female character Aldonza is abducted and violated. Amelia, let me start with that scene, your most intense one and one that really stands out when compared with previous productions of Man of La Mancha. How would you describe the scene?
First off, I think the conception of the choreographer and the director was that in that moment, I am sort of representing Aldonza's patronus, if you will. That's the phrase that they use often to refer to it. So sort of an aspect of herself that comes in, sort of to rescue her in this very tense moment when she starts to really lose control. And then, of course, I also am not successful at rescuing her. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different ways to look at it. You know, in a sense, I'm sort of a disassociated part of her psyche in that moment.
What was the emotion behind it, though? Because it is a starkly emotional scene. So how did you get that across as a performer?
When I first come out, there's definitely a sense of strength, a sense of support, a sense of connecting with Aldonza, and then almost a willing sacrifice as well. So that I'm stepping in to support her when she can no longer go on. Then, of course, it's sort of the disintegration of that sense of control, that sense of power. What for me has been really beautiful about that process is that when we go through situations in our life that are particularly challenging, it seems like our resources become used up or stripped away until there's a feeling of being left with nothing. But that also isn't the end.
Ana, do you feel like some of the themes, I mean, you're a very young person, but for some people there are these themes where you're not really sure whether you're in line with the world and the way that things are really, you know, the big line about seeing things as they should be rather than as they are.
Right.
What do you think about that as far as an overarching human concept? Does that connect with the audience? Does that connect even with what the two of you think?
Oh man, it's kind of a constant battle for me. Some of like that line and some of the themes in the show, I'm constantly changing my mind about what I think about them, and it's difficult. And I think that the show touches on this in a way where we do have the opportunity to make our choices and sort of create our universe a little bit and what we believe in and what we stand for. And he says, "I'm trying to give some measure of grace to the world." Like, I think we can live our lives in a way that will do that. But then I think we also have to be careful and consider at what consequence, because we see in the show that this complete disregard of what is actually happening in life then hurts someone very badly. And so there has to be, it's all a balance. There has to be an understanding of both things. You have to see what's really happening, and then you have to choose to do things that might make it better.
Yeah, we actually spend quite a bit of time as castmates discussing this. And definitely it's a very complex question, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Ana just said. And I think that perhaps in many ways it comes down to there is many different layers to our reality, right? There's the physical reality of the things that happen to us, the job that we go to, the timetables that we keep. And then there's our internal reality of the narrative that's going on inside our heads. And so I think that the empowerment that comes with understanding that we don't simply have to be a slave to the external circumstances is really powerful. And I think that that is a really overarching theme in this play. And yet you do see in the character, which is again going into the story within the story, of the character of Don Quixote and how his complete disregard for those circumstances actually creates more harm and also gives people hope.
In both settings, is there a hopeful ending in a way or no? How would you characterize it?
Oh, I would say that there is hope, but there's hope in the internal sense. Definitely the way that the play is set up, there's not a lot of hope in the external sense. Mm-hmm. There's very much still, you know, we're still prisoners. There's still, you know, people being sent to their death for the things that they believe and for what they choose to speak out about. But there's very much a sense of hope in that we're no longer necessarily victims of circumstance. Mm-hmm.
At the point at the beginning of the play when Cervantes comes in, we have all sort of lost that hope and are possibly regretting our decision to stand up against, because what has it gotten us? It's gotten us a life in this prison and didn't change much outside. I think by the end of the play, we have regained some of that hope and some of that belief for what we stood up for.
Ana Mark, who plays the role of Antonia and several musical instruments as well. Amelia Moore is a flamenco dancer in Arizona Theater Company's current production of Man of La Mancha at the Herberger Theater Center in Phoenix through January 28th.